Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
So back in 2003, I was leading digital marketing in Hollywood for seven of the largest nationally syndicated talk shows. And it was super easy for me to see inside of the analytics where all the answers live, that video was getting 10 times the results of anything else we were doing. And so I opened up a video marketing agency years before the name video marketing even existed. And that's why it's super cool for me to have a conversation with you for your business about how you can achieve more with less for demand generation. And well, that's why Paolo Martins, the head of global digital marketing at Marketo, joins me. Hey, Paolo.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Great to have you here.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here today. And it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Awesome. So, Paolo, how did you get started in marketing? What roles have you held prior to becoming the big digital boss at Marketo?
Yeah, sure. So everything started back there in Brazil. I am originally from Brazil, as you can guess based on my accent here. I'm not from the US. And back there, I was working for companies like Colgate, Palmolive, and America Online, back there when America Online was still like a big thing.
Yeah.
And then essentially I said, man, I need to start like learning English and like expand a little bit the way I am understanding digital, because Brazil is too small, the world is too big, let's go travel. And then I moved to Australia, and that was when I actually started getting more and more inside the digital technologies and the options that in Brazil I was not even being exposed to. And that was when I met Marketo, and then I was like, wow, this is a brand new world for me. And then after a few years managing the digital channels there for ANZ and APAC, the guys invited me to move to the US. So US is sort of like new to me. Now I'm managing the global teams here. It's a new journey. It's been six months and something now. And it's everything new and very cold, by the way. So, and that's the way I got to where I am today. And the kind of roles, they, of course, as you can imagine, you start from the more like basic kind of roles on the digital space and learning how to really implement things. And then you start moving a little bit up. And before even getting to digital, I was actually doing web designing. And then I started as a web designer, and I was like, no, but this is not the path I want to go through. I feel like there is more that I want to achieve. And just implementing websites and doing the very front end is not really where I want to stay. And that was when I started moving to the digital channels. And then, of course, like growing step by step, starting learning a little bit of the language, which helped a lot with the English thing when I got to Australia. And that's the way I got here. And I feel like something that helped me a lot to get to this point was trying to always innovate a little bit, bring new things. Back there in Australia, we were starting to do projects involving videos, involving intent data, and things that not everyone on the B2B space specifically were doing. And that was how, I guess, I started to evolve my career.
It's cool, though, because you've had a lot of different positions along the way doing different tasks and roles. So you've got a really strong foundation, which allows you to look in from a high level and drill down and then have good conceptual understanding or massive field context on how to make improvements.
I was lucky, actually, to be honest, to have the opportunity to work in not just with different levels, as you said, but also in different regions. When I was back there in Brazil, and then we were working with Latin America, and then moving to APAC, and now the US and global. So I think that is even better than the technology side, and the levels is being like inside different cultures and seeing how people work across the world and seeing how they are sometimes very different, but at the same time, finding the same kind of gaps that you need to fill up and finding the same challenge. So it was really interesting. Not a bad journey, I would say.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, your webinar in Vidyard's Fast Forward On Demand seminar series is really good for anybody. The reason we're doing this is it's super cool to see how a company like Marketo incorporates video, and obviously video does an amazing job in simplifying complex topics and services. Is that why Marketo relies on video so heavily through your entire sales funnel?
Yes, definitely. Because think about that, especially when you go to the B2B space, sometimes you see companies trying to sell technology like us, and the technology is complex. It's not something that you can explain in just a few words. You need a little bit more to explain that. It's, to me, it's very different, the kind of impact that you make to somebody landing on your website when it's just a page with some descriptions about what you do. It's a totally different level when you can bring them to watch a video. And one of the main things that I mentioned during that webinar specifically is a 4-minute demo that we have. I think that is a good example on how very quickly you can explain a really, really complex scenario. And to me, it's more than just explaining the technology itself. It's more like saying, hey, we have a technology here that will help you. It's not just the technology by itself, but how will help you doing a better job on your end, which is what Marketo does.
So getting website visitors, by the way, this is one of my team's favorite parts of the webinar, is the discussion about your 4-minute demo. And it's clearly an essential part of Marketo's video marketing and customer acquisition strategy. Can you first explain the function of the video and then explain how your team uses it to generate leads, track info about those leads and their interest to trigger follow-ups?
Yeah, of course. So the first thing you need to understand for us at Marketo, every time we get some leads, new names and new leads there, we never pass them through directly to sales. This is important to understand because we need to bring those leads to some behaviors and to do some things that we want them to do before you tell the sales team, hey, call these people because they are ready to buy. So that's the point that the video is very important, because the video is one of the paths that accelerate that process. So when we have our behavior score inside Marketo, we don't give the same level of points when somebody downloads a white paper, because we believe that the video is way more important. So because of that, we try to drive as much traffic as we can to that specific demo, because we know that we will be speeding up the process from a brand new lead to becoming an opportunity and then later down a pipeline and revenue.
Because inside that 4-minute demo, in the least amount of time possible, you can transfer the most amount of information about Marketo and emotions, focus that person on what Marketo's mission is and how Marketo impacts the bottom line for those businesses. And we all nerded out on that in our office. We actually had a bunch of questions about the 4-minute demo. How important is it for your team to have different demo versions based on how folks intend to use your tool?
Yeah, no, that's very, very important. And then when we sell that, hey, click here that you watch a 4-minute demo, we are actually saying that, but we have a few variations that are, I think we have 3 or 4, I can't remember the exact number, 3 or 4 that are different demos, which are all of them under 4 minutes. And then when the person fill up the form, they can choose which one is the best one for them to watch. And they come from different angles. Some of those will be focused a little bit more on email marketing. Mm-hmm. Another one's focusing on, I think we have ABM now. And we have also the actual marketing automation features as the main focus in one of those. So essentially, when somebody gets to that specific page, it's sort of like a self-service kind of page that you see, oh, which one is the best demo for me to watch?
Yeah.
And looking at our numbers, most of the people would watch multiple, because then they would be interested on a few different things. And because they are short videos, they are less than 4 minutes each, it's easy to just watch even all of them that are there.
It's a choose your own adventure.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly that. And to be honest with you, I feel like for 2019, we'll be exploring more and more. There are new things coming that hopefully at some point down there during the year, I could even bring some updates to you guys.
Yes.
But there are some interesting things that we are thinking around that same kind of idea on how we can help people self-service. Mm-hmm. And then the videos, of course, will be really involved, heavily involved in this process.
It's great. You know, Wirebuzz has, that's my agency. We've got about 80 to 90 companies that we service, large enterprise level, and maybe 25% of them are already on Marketo. We get to adopt Marketo principles into the flow path. So we were curious in our team about how you landed on a 4-minute demo. You know, most marketers are still hung up on the traditional shorter is better philosophy. And you and I'm sure we know that that is a much more nuanced issue, the length dependent on how much information you have to deliver. Was there a testing process? Like, did you define the content goals and then let the goals dictate the length? So how did you arrive on that 4-minute mm-hmm. number?
Yeah, there was a bunch of tests. To be very honest with you, I was not involved with that process because it was before my time. But I saw that before it was way longer, the videos that we had there, the demos. And I think some of those was actually a combination of some of those that we just cut it up in a few different pieces. And then we just re-edit, reproduce them. But before it was much longer. And then I think by testing a few different variations, we got to a 4-minute format. Mm-hmm. As I said, it was before my time. But to me, my honest opinion would be, it's not about how long the video is. It's more like what the content inside that video. If your video is, there is no, let's say if there is no objective inside, there is no thing that you are expecting action after that person watching the video, you are not achieving your goal. And if you're not thinking on how that video can help somehow pushing your leads through the funnel or sort of like helping that person making a decision, mm-hmm. I don't think your video is really effective. That is my personal opinion. And yes, there was a process behind that I was not involved with, mm-hmm. but definitely there was.
Okay, so I think you're spot on. And almost every new client meeting, they want me to reveal what the magic number is for every mm-hmm. type of video. And they're almost disappointed when I don't give them a magic number that's an average upon every industry and every type of product or service. And so we use that philosophy, the one that you just addressed. What type of information do you need to communicate? And how long does that video has to be is based on what information needs to be there to get the person to the next stage in the buyer's journey, right? Super cool. Now, Marketo uses the audience data from Vidyard to transform the buyer's path to purchase. So if someone watches, let's say, only 30% of the 4-minute demo, they get a follow-up to watch the rest of the demo. And if I understand this correctly, and if somebody watches over, I think it was something like 80% or more, then they move to the next stage as being a sales lead. Am I close to being accurate?
Yeah, and it's not necessarily the demo itself. When I mentioned that, I was talking about some few different videos that we have. Mm-hmm. I was talking videos in general for Marketo. Let's say, could be even a webinar, on-demand webinar. That the same kind of situation. If you go there, start watching a webinar, and you pause there, you don't progress, then we could have a campaign there that will be saying, hey, come back and watch the rest. And if you watch everything, then we attribute the points that they score, the behavior score to that specific lead, and that person will start progressing in the funnel. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily mean that specific video will push the person to the next step, but will help. And then the combination with something else will actually make that person move. The combination of visiting other pages or downloading another white paper plus the video will be what will make us move. Because we also look at the type of videos that the person is watching. If it's an on-demand webinar that is more top of the funnel, the attribution is a little bit lower than somebody that is watching a more advanced video, which is bottom of the funnel. And we know that person is closer to be ready to buy or to talk to our sales team. So we try to think about the kind of content that we are offering and how we will make that score reflect the content and then push through the funnel based on what the person is consuming.
Okay, this is super cool. You've used the term using video to move your prospects.
Yep.
So it actually, in your mind, I think what you're saying is that video moves and pushes them to the next stage.
Yes.
And does it do it with greater efficiency than text?
Oh, definitely. Way more efficient. So just for you to have an idea, the video compared to a normal white paper, it's 5 or 6 times. I don't remember the actual number on top of my head anymore, but it's 5 to 6 times faster than just downloading a white paper.
Yeah.
So the way Marketo was thinking about the behavior score was looking at everybody that purchased Marketo in the last, let's say, 2-3 years, and looking how was the path to buy that, to buy Marketo, which kind of content they were consuming. And when we saw that video was one of the most important ones, we actually attribute way more points to that behavior. So essentially, we speed up the process when they watch the demos or when they engage with a webinar that is bottom of the funnel, as I said. So we learn with the behavior of people that purchase our product to then apply that on how we are going to push them through based on behavior.
And from that discovery that video moves them more efficiently, you weight the video higher inside of your lead scoring.
Yeah, way much higher, much higher. It's, as I said, it's 5 or 6 times higher than just a normal download of white paper.
So how does knowing that your leads have consumed videos change the way you market and sell to those leads after they've been converted?
After they've been converted? Can you say that again? Because I'm not sure if I really got the what.
Well, they have a common frame of reference after, right? So like part of this is creating a common frame of reference. And what does it mean for you and your sales team to know that people have entered their data? And that's when I say conversion, and where I got you tied up was I'm talking about going through watching a demo or one of your other videos. Now you've got back-end data. That's valuable information for your team, your internal sales team, to be able to approach them, right?
Oh, definitely. Because let's say every single behavior that these people will make in our website, doesn't matter if it's watching a video or downloading a white paper, it will be all registered against that specific account or that specific lead. And when the salespeople will call that person, they know what they did. And one of the things that they will say would be, hey, I saw that you watched this demo. Do you like it? And that's one of the points to initiate the conversation. And is there any point that you didn't understand about our solution? Or is there any point that you want to explore better? So the sales team will use that. And they know that by watching those demos, the person is way better prepared to a Marketo conversation compared to just reading some material out there. Because as we said, the video it's a way better to understand the technology itself.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your webinar, you mentioned that Vidyard has become such an essential part of your tactics and going to market and convincing and converting, that it's actually become a centerpiece to how Marketo is marketing. How does Vidyard make you more competitive?
Yeah, of course. So I am the head of digital, right? I have all this budget that I need to invest on different channels, drive the leads there. They need to convert. I need to generate demand. Okay, that's my main goal. So before we used to send people to watch a webinar on demand, for example, from those channels, and what I was getting back from that was nothing, because the only thing I would know is that they visit the page. So now that with Vidyard, we can track exactly how much of the video they watched. Now we can just go back to the system and say, hey, if the person watched more than 80%, attribute the points. And then we can push them down the funnel. So the consequence of that is that with the same amount of money that I'm investing on those channels, we are getting way better results. Mm-hmm. Because now when I push them to a video, I know that I can attribute points because we can understand, based on the Vidyard data, we can understand what they did and how much they watched. And before, we are just losing that. So we are essentially optimizing the investments and maximizing the results because of the connection Marketo and Vidyard. So that's changing a lot on the way we do things with video.
But Paolo, to be very honest, there's not a lot of marketers that hold themselves accountable. And also understand at the very beginning of the conversation, you've got to be talking about measuring the success so you can achieve your goals. The first thing you're really talking about in the Vidyard webinar is that you first need to define what success looks like and how that's going to be measured. I mean, you take like a good couple of minutes to just talk about that. Is that because in your experience, you see that there's a lot of marketers that don't track, so then they don't know, and then they can't prove out success?
Yeah, that's exactly the point. One of the biggest challenges, in my view, from on the digital marketing space is proving the impact that when you invest X amount of dollars at in one end, you can get the benefits on the other end. That's one of the biggest challenges, in my view. Everyone is facing that today. And when it comes to video, it's even worse, because how can you prove that somebody watching this video will return you this? And that's the point where I really like the kind of solutions that Vidyard offers, because at least you can measure way better. It's not just something that you upload there and you hope that it will drive your results. No, because, and that's the reason I also like the combination of Marketo and Vidyard as two technologies connecting, because Vidyard gives the all the data and information on the behavior of watching the video, and Marketo translates that to behavior score, which later on we will attribute back to that video pipeline and revenue.
Right.
So now we have numbers that we can associate to that specific video. So if we, and then the consequence today is, if we need to spend some dollars on producing a video, we know that it's worth, or we know which kind of videos, because we can look at numbers, we can see the return.
Right. I see. I love this part. The reason I, when I opened up a video marketing agency, I had already had all of this digital background where everything had to be tied to ROI, or we weren't allowed to do it. And when I got into the video space, I realized that most creators were just creating content, but they weren't focused on or obsessed on the business metric that needed to prove out earning that second, third, and fourth project. So I decided that we were going to be a video marketing agency that generates ROI for our clients. And the beauty of that is it allowed me to like kind of sidestep all the others and start off with a value proposition my target audience really cared about. So when I went through your webinar and I noticed that every single dollar you invest in video and paid media at Marketo, your team has to generate a minimum of $5 in return, I was applauding as I was watching this. Why is that important? I know it's obvious, but for people that are watching right now, why is that important?
Yeah, well, the first thing is if you have a budget, a digital marketing budget, and if you can't refer back to your business and say how much you're bringing back, how can you fight next year to get more money as you see the potential to grow those channels and to invest more, to expand to different things that you could be testing if you can prove the impact? So you need to be able to prove the impact to be able to grow. So you have especially some more traditional kind of companies where they are always thinking about just selling, selling, but they forget about what is actually around bringing those sales together. And this is a really important way to prove that what you're doing is working. And the 5X is the way we got to 5X, because that 5X is in pipeline. It's not even in revenue itself, because we know by having 5X in pipeline is more than enough to cover and be much a larger amount of dollars that we are driving back compared to the investment. So that's how we got to the number. But to be honest, I feel like everyone out there should be doing the same, or not exactly with the same numbers, but if you are not looking at your revenue or pipeline that you are generating from different channels, I think you could be losing money, you could be losing money, or you could be missing an opportunity to grow your business.
Yep, the answers are in the analytics. And so at the very beginning, you've got to declare what it is. Most people just go to creative, they get excited, they want to do a shoot, they're going to do something fun, sounds like a great couple of days doing something different. But if you're disciplined and you declare what success looks like and how you're going to track all of it to prove it out that it worked or it didn't work, when you get across the finish line, you can now, as Paolo just mentioned, claim larger budgets and grow and that company exponentially. Paolo, super cool. a little bit, if you could, about Marketo. What do you guys have going on that would be fun for video marketers? Anything being developed down the road?
Yeah, well, in terms of video specifically, to be, I think the best that we do is connecting with the platforms out there. We are not trying to build things ourselves. Mm-hmm. We understand that there are some tools like Vidyard that are super powerful that we can rely on. We don't need to go out there and start developing ourselves. We prefer partnering with those guys and always evolving the way we connect and the way we have the data flowing from one end to the other. But what I would say is connecting those two sides, a tool like Marketo, as I said during the webinar, I don't want to sell anything, but right. A marketing automation or something that you can have a really powerful analytics together with video, in my view, is an incredible way to go ahead when it comes to connecting digital marketing and videos. I am not the one responsible for producing the videos here. I'm sort of like I consume the videos that are produced inside Marketo, but I see the value. And every time the guys are there is a creative team. Every time they are starting to produce new videos, I get really excited because I see the opportunity to use that on my digital channels. And I would say that for you guys out there, if you are not investing on video marketing yet, you should start because at least for us, we see a lot of value on that. And mm-hmm. most of the best results that we get, they usually come from where we point our campaigns to where you can access videos.
So cool. Yep, it's exactly what I would have expected. He's Paolo Martins. He's the head of global digital marketing at Marketo. Paolo, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And again, as soon as we get more news, I would be more than happy to share again with you guys.
Beautiful. We would love that. Thank you so much for your time, Paolo.
Thank you.